All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of the year coming up, it's almost tax time. And you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, yesterday saw the Field of Four announced for the college football playoff, and the folks in the SEC are very happy, while the folks in Big Ten land are not. For the first time in the brief history of the college football playoffs, we're going to have one conference that has two representatives, and that will be the SEC, as both Georgia and Alabama got in. Now, of course, Georgia got in as they won the SEC championship game by defeating the Auburn Tigers this past Saturday, but Alabama got in due to the fact that they were ranked fourth. And for the majority of this season, Alabama was number one. They lost their regular season finale in the Iron Bowl on the road to Auburn. And since then, Auburn was able to win the SEC West due to the fact that they got the tiebreaker over Alabama. But once Auburn went out, Alabama, they jumped back in because they fell from one to five in the rankings. And of course, obviously, if Auburn was number two, Oklahoma took care of their business. And so you knew that it was going to be a situation where Alabama was going to have a chance to move up, you know. So, I mean, Wisconsin was right there. They lost. And of course, Auburn being right there, they lost as well. Clemson was already the top-ranked team. You knew that the winner of Georgia and Auburn was going to get in, and the same thing was going to be said as far as Clemson and Miami in the ACC championship, as was the case with Wisconsin and Ohio State in the Big Ten. Now, getting back to the Big Ten very briefly, if Wisconsin had won, Wisconsin obviously would have beaten out Alabama for that final spot. But Ohio State, they have a legit gripe, but let's be realistic. The Buckeyes were number eight going into the conference championship week, and they won the Big Ten championship. They defeated an undefeated Wisconsin team. But the things that hurt Ohio State were this. Number one, the Buckeyes had two losses. And with that said, I mean, if Auburn had won the SEC, they would have been a two-loss team, but they would have made the playoff. Ohio State had one loss at home versus Oklahoma, but what really hurt them is the fact that they went on the road and they lost to a mediocre Iowa team by the score of 55-24. Now, with that said, you beat Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship. Yes, Wisconsin was undefeated, but everybody knows that the Big Ten West was weak. Wisconsin's best victories this season came at home versus Michigan, who was a four-loss team. You beat Northwestern, and then you beat Florida Atlantic at home. And Florida Atlantic, they won Conference USA. Those are your best wins if you are Wisconsin. So, obviously, if Wisconsin was in the Big Ten East, their record would not have been as good. And then you barely beat Wisconsin. That's the other thing. Now, I know that Ohio State had some good victories. They came back and beat Penn State. They destroyed Michigan State. They beat Michigan. And then, of course, they beat Wisconsin. But that Iowa game is what is going to linger over them. And I know there's some people out there are going to be upset. But guess what? I didn't see the Ohio State people clamoring or for Penn State to go over them last year as far as making a college football playoff, because basically the shoe was on the other foot. Ohio State went 11-1. They lost their conference tiebreaker to Penn State, who was a two-loss team. Penn State won the Big Ten, but it was Ohio State that still had the opportunity to go to the college football playoff and not Penn State. And then you go back to the first edition of the college football playoff a few years ago. Ohio State, by their ability to dominate Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, they were able to leapfrog both TCU and Baylor. to get into the college football playoff. So, I mean, again, it's a situation nobody should feel sorry for Ohio State. It is what it is. And honestly, the best four teams got in. And if the people that follow Ohio State and the people on Ohio State want to have a gripe over this, the bottom line is you should have taken care of your business against Iowa, because had you have done that, we would not be having this discussion right now. Now, looking forward, I think we're going to have two tremendous games. You're going to look at Alabama and Clemson in the Sugar Bowl, and this is the third consecutive year in which the Crimson Tide and the Tigers are getting together in the college football playoff, as they have delivered two epic national championship games. And then you're going to have Georgia and Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. So I think we're set up for two great games, and there's a possibility that we could have an all-SEC national championship game, which is exactly what the powers that be were trying to avoid. But I'll tell you what, it's all about the best four teams. You look at Alabama, they rode that number one wave for the majority of the season. They did have some quality wins, and I think the committee gave them the benefit of the doubt that Florida State was not going to be a 6-6 team had DeAndre Francois not gotten hurt. Because remember, when Alabama got the season started with Florida State in Atlanta, Florida State was ranked as the second-ranked team in the country. Then, you know, you get that big victory at LSU, or at home, rather, and then you take care of your business with a comeback win at Mississippi State. And Mississippi State was a very tough team this season. So Alabama definitely deserved to be here. Now, I know that there are going to be some people that are going to clamor once again and say it's time to expand the playoff. It's not time to expand the playoff. It is perfect the way it is, because this right now with four teams puts such an emphasis on you taking care of your business as a team during the regular season, and also scheduling. Because a few years ago when TCU and Baylor did not make it, it was held against them for their weak non-conference schedules. But on top of that, you got to take care of your business during the regular season. We saw it this past weekend where we had de facto quarterfinal games for the college football playoff, because you knew that the winner of Auburn, Georgia was going to get in. You knew that the winner of Ohio State, Wisconsin was going to get in. And the same thing could be said in regards to the winner of Clemson and Miami. So basically, that's your quarterfinal right there. You don't need to add on to this and water it down. I think the fact that you have four teams just put so much emphasis and so much focus on taking care of your business to get to that playoff, that that's the way it needs to be. And look at the Pac-12. This is another year that the Pac-12 won't have a representative in the college football playoff. And honestly, the Pac-12, they've missed out twice, because they had Oregon in 2014, and then last year was Washington. But on the odd years, they've missed out. I mean, USC was able to win the Pac-12, but you look at their blowout loss to Notre Dame, and you look at the loss that they had on the road versus Washington State. That is what kept them out of there. So again, it just puts the emphasis on teams taking care of their business on a week-to-week basis. Congratulations to the committee. They got it right. And I think we are set up for a tremendous addition of the playoff in college football. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the 2018 campaign will begin for the Cyclones down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, come June. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. There's always plenty of good sports topics to chat about, and you are more than welcome to be a part of the conversation. You can also check me out this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show on blogtalkradio.com, where I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.